The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The Weekend Kicker Show, kicking off your weekend in style on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Yes, and a big good morning to you. Kicking off your weekend in style is a Weekend Kicker on Radio Southland, as it says. Hey, you're with DJ Phil this morning, bringing you some great 80s, 90s bangers from the good old CD collection and some sporting highlights of what happened with Stags Day last weekend and some local football news. And whatever else I can find out that's going to thrill you through your weekend right here. With the Weekend Kicker Show, it's time to play some Kiwi bangers. And let's get the show started this morning with Something So Strong. Yes, Neil Finn and his band, Crowded House. And here's their signature song, really, isn't it? Something So Strong. I hope you're having a strong weekend and looking forward to a good one. It's time to play that Something So Strong now. There's a choice, sing-along Crowded House classic to kick off your weekend. If you tuned into Radio Southland, you can always catch the podcast of this show as well, and the replay show 2 to 3 on a Monday. Yeah, how good. Yes, well, the Stags last weekend with the big Stag Day just didn't have that strong attack. They did, but, you know, they got up there, had the position. Yeah, mounted several goes, getting across out of Targo try line. Targo just stood up, defence, yeah. Although, they were, you know, Targo were pretty fortunate, really, you know. But, hey, look, the Stags will get better. Mike's, young Mike Miliano, you know, come off the bench there, had a strong game as well. By all accounts, he could be the next star. So, yeah, watch out. Southern Rugby could light up with young Mike Milana. And the rest of the team, you know, they tried really hard. So, yeah, thought the ref had a good game. Yeah, and by all accounts, sure was a big occasion in nightlife in Invercargill after the match later on. South, yeah, I was at the Invercargill rowing function, 150 years, DJing the hits there for them, and popped into town later on, and yeah, you could definitely tell that Waxy O'Shea's had a big crowd. So well done to all you people that went along and supported your local RLT bars from the Ascot Park Hotel, public bar, sports bar there, into town, throughout the, around the traps. So yeah, it's really good. And that's what we're all about here, supporting our local Washington Trust so funds can go back to sporting teams in the immediate community. So good job. Let's do it again next weekend, next Friday night, of course. Stags are back playing Manawatu. This should be a game that I'll be targeting for a win, obviously. And, of course, thanks to ILT Foundation and the community funders, there's a professional fireworks display straight after full time. As soon as the ref blows full time, look up to the sky, people. So, yes, it'll be a great night. And may the weather gods be on the promoter's side so the fireworks show can go ahead. Otherwise, it'll be the 26th of September. Is the deal. I heard from Angie Shand at the Steel Dinner on Sunday night. That was another grand occasion and it was really good. Popped along to that one. Took the wife out for a meal that I didn't have to cook. How good. And yeah, it was packed out house and it was really good. There was a good number there. And yeah, the Steel Girls and Southern Blast. Yeah, they were there as well. And a couple of them got some good awards, and the Steel Girls across the team got recognised for their Sterling season. So, good job. Well done to everyone that attended that function. So, there's Scott Parker Hotel had a great big weekend with the Invercargill rowing function. As I was packing that out on small hours of Sunday morning, they were lining up the tables for the Steel Dinner. So, well done to all the workers there. I thought you did an extremely good job. All right, let's get back to some great music for your weekend. And we'll have some more highlights of the Stags and what community rugby, Southland rep squads games, and that you could go and watch this weekend right here in Southland. Of course, our Stags were away last night playing in Northland. So have an update on that game next weekend. Nice. All right, make sure you get your tickets for next Friday night against Manawatu. It'll be a grand occasion if you haven't already got your tickets. So history didn't quite repeat itself last Saturday, did it? No. With the Stags on Stag Day last year, got that win against the Tiger. But, hey, look, I'm sure they'll be better for the experience and they'll be lining up to get some wins in the win column this year. Alrighty, that's history repeats now. History never repeats. That's the one, Split Ends, with DJ Phil on Radio South and 96.4 FM. There we go.
Change and I can't wait.
And it's always a great classic track, isn't it? Good old Split Enz. Neil and Tim Finn in that band, weren't they? Let's do Dirty Smash on you with your weekend. And this one. Joys of Using CD. Here we go. Outlook for Thursday. It's always a great one. I love that. Good old Dave Dobbin. I see he's going to do the national tour thing. Yes, Dave Dobbin and his favourite songs. He's coming to Dunedin in November. Be really good if you included Invercargill, our awesome Civic Theatre, on that tour, you know. Come on, Dave, it's just down the highway a bit more, mate. I'm sure if we make enough noise, he might include Invercargill on that tour in November. So, yeah, yep, so we just need hundreds of people to comment, hey, bring your show to Invercargill. Let's put the pressure on those, on the promoter and Dave. bring your band and, you know, come down, fit in the cargo one. That'd be really cool. Alrighty, I've sorted out the sound desk here. Just didn't have a button in the right place. Let's do... This one is... Yes. This is the moment. Yeah, from back from the day with Chris Thompson and his band. Yep, so there's going to be plenty of moments out at our Tauta this afternoon with the rugby that's on out there, and we'll have details about that one after This Is The Moment now. On your Saturday morning, let's play this one. Yes, Chris Thompson, and This Is The Moment on your Saturday. It's all go out at the Tauria Rugby Club Domain there with a couple of representative games in featuring. It is the Supreme Siteworks. Thanks to Supreme Siteworks for sponsoring our South and up-and-coming players under 19 team. They're playing Otago. Kickoff is 1 o'clock. And game two, round two, it's a Tuppy Doyak Shield. Power Farming Southern Country versus Battery, iBattery. Yes, that's them down there in Bond Street. iBattery Southern Metro. That game kicks off at 2:45, so you want to catch some representative rugby and go for a drive in the countryside, make sure you pop into the Main Street at Tauri Hotel as well. They do great meals there. But at the game, there's food and drinks available. Come and see Southern, some of Southern's top talent in action. It's going to be a cracker afternoon of rugby, so grab your mates, your crew, and get behind the teams. Yes, and I think, and pretty sure, senior is a gold coordination as well, just to help along with expenses. So, yes, make sure you go and support that. If you want to go for a country drive out to good old Atautau, that's at Holt Park there at Atautau this afternoon. Go and support those games. DJ Phil's heading off this later on this afternoon to down to the seaside town of Bluff with the Bluff Prize Giving and season end of season awards. That's the one at Bluff Rugby Club. So first time in DJing for Bluff Rugby in all those years I've been travelling around with Sound of Nights and the DJ Phil Dance Hall Hits Mix. So I'm really looking forward to that gig. Should be a banger. Should be a great night. Alrighty, let's do some more Kiwi bangers. Why not? I love playing those tracks you just don't hear on the radio. And it's Jenny Morris now and her Body and Soul.
There is a connection, I've got to find it. Is it in the sight or is it behind it? Is it in the subconscious or not? There's a connection, I've got to find it. With a stethoscope, X-ray, or Geiger counter. Is it in the heart or the nervous system? I can't feel it running through my veins.
Jenny Morris, she was at the top of her time, wasn't she? Unfortunately, she has some sort of throat problem now and doesn't tour and can't sing anymore. So that's, yeah, not very good for a rocking pop star. She was on fire. I seen her once in Christchurch. Yeah, she had the place of rocking. That was way back in the 90s. Yes. It'll be interesting to see who is going to be lined up for the big relocated Gibson concert, won't it? When it gets announced. Yes, over there on Wanaka. All right. Make sure you head on out this weekend again and support the local entertainment at your ILT venues. Yeah. And if you're inclined for a big karaoke sing-along, make sure you go and catch You're the Voice Karaoke. Yeah. I promised I'd give her a shout out. She's a merchandiser as well in the supermarkets during the day. So there you go. And we were having a wee yarn when I was putting out the bread for my new day job at George Weston Foods. And I'm telling my mates, oh, I work for George Weston Foods now. And they look at me and say, who's George Weston Foods? And I say, Tip Top Bread. Oh, yeah, we buy their product. Yeah, of course, Bowman's product. Yes, I think I've found the ultimate day job. Love it. It's really cool. Alrighty, let's do, we're going to go with Dragon now. I love this one. Yes, this was brought out just before Mark Hunter unfortunately got the throat cancer. Way back 93 now, let's keep those 90s Kiwi bangers going. Why not? They're great songs. This is Young Years. And you're on Radio Southland on your Saturday morning with the Weekend Kicker Show.
Kicker Show, bringing you community sport highlights and great 80s, 90s bangers 8 to 9 on Radio South and 96.4 FM.
Yes, one lady that also disappeared from the scene was Shona Lang. And that was her one-hit wonder. I do remember, pretty sure, going to the Newfield Tavern, actually, and seeing her perform live here in Invercargill way back when times were great and life was a lot simpler, wasn't it? Didn't have all that technology. No. You just rocked up and bought a ticket at the door, I think we did, that night. Yeah, it was a great concert. All right, let's do... what track are we doing? It's been a long week. Yes, we're going to do Crowded House and World Where We Live. That's the one. Just that. There it is, World Where We Live. You're with DJ Phil on a Weekend Kicker Show.
Fly down, tell me I don't know.
That's a great sing-along one, isn't it? I've decided pretty much we're going to fill up this show, full years this morning, with Kiwi bangers. Why not? Radio Southland love playing Kiwi tunes, and if you're a performing band out there, you've got some original music, get hold of the team here at Radio Southland. We'd love to give it some airplay. Yes, you can check out our shows as well, regularly during the week. We've got Sound of Southland. We've got a new show as well with Michael, our producer, sound tech guy. Yes. So check out those new shows coming and being broadcast right here on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. As always, yeah, of course, the podcasts as well. Go to our Facebook page. You can find those shows and there's daily schedules of what's on your local community media access zone station. You can find us on radiosouthland.org.nz. Also, the community news during the week brought to you from our front office, great Bailey. Yeah, she brings you the community news right here with the Radio Southland frequency 96.4 FM. Let's do Counting the Beat, but before we do, yes, we got what's on with the local soccer football scene today. And we wrap up from last weekend with the Queen's Park Association Football Club. They're now in fourth place in the Southern Premier League. Well done, guys. Tremendous season. You're going great. So last weekend they travelled up to Gwen Island. Out there it's the Sunnyvale Grounds. Once upon a time I've done some refereeing there. And more pleasing was the scoreline. Near complete performance from Paddy Murphy's men running out against Green Island, a great win, 6-2. Talking to one of the young stars from that team during the week, and he scored the opening goal, and he said towards the end of the match, it was, what was it, 3-1? Yeah, and Queen's Park absolutely nailed it. And the last bit of that game, three more goals. So, well done. That's tremendous. And the Southern Premier League women, they've had a great season as well. Despite missing several key players last weekend, they run out winners 3-0 against the rivals Northern on the ILT football turf. And talking about that, in December is all go for a major upgrade of the ILT football turf facility. The funding's been secured and it's going to get replaced. There you go. How good is that? You can read all about that in your local community paper, Southland Express. There's a shout out for them. And also against last weekend, the Queen's Park, they went down to in their lower Division 2 team, basically the social side. They've been struggling all season really, but hey, they've been turning up and playing, so that's what counts. They took on a rampant Balclutha side and went down 9-0. But hey, those guys are aging, they're just playing for fun. And Football South Youth Development, they bravely defended a 1-0 lead for over 70 minutes at well-drilled Dunedin Royals side. The 1-0 win, yeah, go the young fellas. Yes, they've had a fantastic season. The 1-0 win keeps them top with four games to go. That's brilliant. And those young boys are getting up and travelling. Oh yeah, through the into the season, and you know, travelling away on every second Saturday at least. So good work. And against what's happening with Queen's Park this weekend, the Southern Premier League men play host to Dunedin City Royals at 2:45. So I'm sure the Dunedin City Royals were going, oh, goodness, they cleaned up against against Green Island. So it'll be an interesting game. So yeah, head down to, you can catch that one here in Invercargill at 2:45. And Southern Premier League women, they get back on the bus and they go back to Green Island at Sunnyvale for a 12:30 kickoff. They'll be looking to get a couple wins in a row. That'll be awesome. And Southern Premier men, home to neighbours or Hopewai with a 12:30 kickoff at Surrey Park 6. And the Div 2 side, they take on Old Boys. I'm pretty sure Old Boys will be too strong. And, yeah, but top teams, they are doing great guns. And there's plenty else good stuff happening at up at Southern Football with the awesome Ian Walker and Lee and young Ryan Gardner and the rest of the support crew. Nice. Good work. Right. Let's do a song for the footballers, soccer footballers out there this morning. It's Counting the Beat and the Swingers. Let's keep those classic Kiwi bangers going. We've got about three more. We'll get through the Saturday morning. Hope you get through your weekend. And make sure you stay safe out there and be kind to everyone. If you're heading along to some sporting fixtures, make sure you're also kind to the match officials as well. Yeah, they give up their time freely so the games can go ahead. Yes, nice. And coming up, what else is happening? You can head along, of course, to the good old farmer's market tomorrow. Make sure you go and support that. And, of course, the new hotel is getting really close to an official opening. They've had their first bus tour through, so that's good for the local employment market. And make sure you, it'll be, also make sure you go and, of course, keep supporting our ILTV news as well, because the money goes back to our community, doesn't it? Yeah, you can look out for some more DJ Phil gigs. Caught up with the management of Level One and are really keen to rebook. But won't be till October. Heading off pretty much September, going on a wee jaunt overseas, actually. Yeah, we're going to Brisbane, going on a bit of a cruise. Really looking forward to that holiday. It's been a trying year, but you know, I've found the great employment driving around the supermarket routes and working for that tip-top bread, the George Weston Foods and the Big Ben Pies. I love it. Getting recognised heaps. Yeah, so now it's a good number. Absolutely. Alrighty, we got Shoop Shoop Diddy Wop now. Remember this one?
Shoop, shoop, diddy. shoop, shoop, diddy, waka, waka, ma, wang, dang, shoop, shoop, diddy, waka, waka, ma, wang, dang, shoop, shoop, diddy, waka, waka, ma, wang, dang. Well, the shoop, shoop, dance with the mood you're in, and the diddy, walk, mean, let the fun begin. It's a feeling gonna sit you since it's reeling, and you can't sit still. Come a, come a, mean what you saw, that's right, and the wang, dang, gonna get you through the night time, baby, that's the right time if you wanna lose control. Shoop shoop diddy waka waka ma wang dang 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 shoop shoop. Little party, nothing formal. Diddy wak. She's in the corner, look quite normal. Come on, come on. Empty glass, boulders, brass, pinch me, hang about.
Wang dang shoop shoop.
Shoop shoop diddy wak ma come a wang dang shoop shoop diddy wak ma come a wang dang. Well the shoop shoop stood for a mood alright, and a diddy wak gave me a nasty fright. Sort of feeling what it's in me since it's reeling and you can't sit still. Come a come a meant what I thought, touche, and the wang dang anyway nearly died, mortified, nearly lost control.
Shoop shoop diddy wak.
Nasty weather.
Come on, come on.
With a feather, what? All together.
Wang dang. Shoo, shoo.
What sort of a girl do you think I am?
Diddy
wop. Well, all right.
Come on, come on.
Now you'll think I'm awful.
Wang dang.
Got light?
All right, we're pretty much down to pretty much the last song. We might sneak one in after this as well, right here with the Weekend Kicker Show. It's been a pleasure bringing you some Stags news and rugby representative fixtures for over the weekend. Make sure you get out to our tout-outs. You know, it's not that too far away. If you freed up some time in your social calendar, take the kids for a drive. Yeah, it'd be a good old occasion out there this afternoon, and yeah, you'd have a leisurely drive back, and yeah, make sure you spend some time with your friends and family and your loved ones over the weekend. If you're freed up the social calendar or not having to be at work, let's do the one now. This is from up there in far north when the freezing works closed down. The community got together way back in the day and wrote this song and released it. Yeah, it was a banger. It still is. I'm talking about Poye.
Everybody!
highest recognising our merry friends out there. That's a great dance floor classic. It always fills up the dance floors. And the next DJ Phil public gig is at Winton's Top Pub on the 30th of August. It's a country music theme. I'll remind you about that show that night in the next couple editions of the Weekend Kicker Show. Yes, so make sure you have a safe one out there this weekend, guys. Please don't drink and drive. Make sure you leave your car at the hotel or get a courtesy ride home or grab a friendly taxi. I'm sure you'll have a great time out there this weekend, and we'll look forward to telling you about the Southern Stags winning against Manawatu next Saturday morning. Yeah, she'll be a banger. And yes, the bangers will be on after full time with a fireworks show as well. So yeah, it'll be a great occasion down at our awesome rugby park facility. So make sure you get along there and support it. It's only, of course, $20 to go. You can take a couple of kids along under 13, under 14, so yeah, it'll be an awesome family event. May the weather gods be with us next Friday so the fireworks display can go ahead. Oh yeah, look, if it's still raining, make sure you get down there and wrap up warm, get on the terraces and barrack our awesome Southern Stags to a home win against Manawatu. Thanks so much. Bye.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.